Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure allowing the transfer of a state park in DeKalb County to the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. The federal government illegally auctioned the land, now known as Shabana Lake State Park, in the 1800s. The measure's proponents say this is an attempt to right historical wrongs. Under an agreement with the state, the Potawatomi Nation will maintain the park as a conservation area and keep it open to the public. The measure was signed on Friday and takes effect immediately. Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley continues his annual 99-county tour this week to hear from constituents. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports that many people voiced frustrations over sweeping cuts to federal agencies, programs, and services during the Republicans' town hall in northern Iowa on Friday.
Over 120 people crammed into a meeting room at the Franklin County Courthouse. More filled up the hallways. They pressed Grassley to respond to sweeping cuts to the Department of Education, Veterans Affairs, and Social Security. Kaylin Fristad said the courts are doing their job to try to rein in Trump, but asked what Grassley and other members of Congress are doing to provide oversight.
It seems to me that Trump and his people are moving very rapidly toward a dictatorship and an oligarchy. That's a very, very serious matter.
Grassley says the checks and balances of government will continue to work. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Iowa's contractor for foster care and adoptive services says that there's a critical need for foster parents in Iowa. According to the nonprofit Four Oaks, last year there were about 2,400 referrals for children needing foster homes and only about 1,700 licensed foster families. Four Oaks says compensation rates need to go up to recruit more patients. The typical rate is about $600 a month per child, depending on the child's age and needs. Kai McGee is with Four Oaks and says foster parents are essentially paid volunteers.
They are volunteering in the most significant way possible by having somebody come, you know, live in their home and become a member of their family. They don't make money for doing it, and indeed, they don't even break even.
McGee says last year was the first time since 2013 the rate was raised by the state. Legislation in an Iowa House committee would require the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services to review the rates every 3 years. The Rock Island City Council's agenda tonight includes a resolution setting a timetable for a conservation easement, which would ban commercial development in the Milan Bottoms wetlands. During a press conference Friday, Mayor Mike Tomes said he would create a wetland management task force as well to draft a plan on how and who will care for the wetlands.
We must strive to balance the city's need for economic development with the environmental conservation, which I believe can be hand in hand. The city is committed to economic development while protecting our natural resources.
If the resolution passes, the city manager has 6 months to recommend an easement to the council. The task force will finalize a management plan in a year. The council is also set to approve a new tax business district development plan, setting a 1% sales tax on Bally's Casino, as well as the slated cannabis and gas station development. The city says the inclusion of the Milan Bottoms allows spending district funds for wetland maintenance. The Rock Island City Council is set to meet at 6:45 tonight. Local arborists are encouraging Illinois residents to keep an eye out for a spreading invasive insect this spring. Jess Savage reports on the risk of elm zigzag sawflies to trees across the state.
The elm zigzag sawfly originated in Asia. It quickly spread throughout Europe and was detected for the first time in the U.S. in 2021. Last summer, the wasp-like insect was found throughout Wisconsin. David Horvath is an arborist in Lake Bluff. He says Illinois could be next.
Literally, Illinois is at the doorstep of this pest. So I would be kind of shocked if we didn't see it in 2025 here in Illinois.
In their larva stage, elm zigzag sawflies eat elm leaves from the edges in a zigzag pattern. Trees impacted by these bugs often look thinned out. Horvath says that if you detect any signs of an elm zigzag sawfly, you should reach out to a local ISA-certified arborist and to the Morton Arboretum so their spread can be tracked and modeled. I'm Jess Savage.
And this is WVIK News.